verses here today, verses 30 and 31. When you have it, I'd ask if you would please stand as we show our honor and respect for the reading of God's holy word. It says, "And the apostles gathered themselves together unto Jesus and told him all things, both what they had done and what they had taught. And he said unto them, Come ye yourselves apart into a desert place and rest a while. For there were many coming and going, and they had no leisure so much as to eat." This is the word of God. Let us pray. Lord, we do give you thanks and praise this morning. Lord, I ask now that you would add a blessing to the reading of your word. Lord, as I come to this text this morning, I ask, Lord, that you would cleanse me of sin and empty me of self. Lord, that you would give me a fresh anointing. Lord, that you would help me be a blessing to your people here today. Lord, that I would fade to the back and you, the true preacher, may come forward. And that you would speak a fresh word to us today. For Lord, if it's not you that speaks, we have gathered here in vain. Lord, I know that there are a lot of people that are gathered here this morning that are carrying a lot of loads. Lord, some of us burned out. Some things weighing heavy on our hearts and in our minds. Father, I pray today that this text would be a blessing to them. I pray today that this text, they would finally hear the permission that you have given to them and that they may find rest. Lord, whether it be for the ministry, whether it be for their sanctification, or Father, whether it be for their salvation today, we thank you, Lord, for your grace and for your mercy. We ask you to move amongst us this morning in the name of Jesus Christ. And all God's people said, amen. Amen. Go ahead and have a seat this morning. So just a little bit on the context. We have, last week, Matt brought us a message that was kind of a time out from what was going on in Mark chapter 6. We know that 2 weeks ago when I spoke to you, we saw Jesus send out the disciples. He sent them out. And if you look back at verses 12 and 13 of chapter 6, we're reminded as to what he sent them out to do. They went out to preach that men should repent. They went to preach the gospel. It says, and they cast out many devils and anointed with oil many that were sick and healed them. They did much ministry amongst the people. They did much teaching amongst the people. They did much healing amongst the people. And we don't know what the time length was other than what we have in our Bibles of about 15 verses from verse 14 to verse 29, where we get this time out where Matt showed you about the beheading of John the Baptist, the killing of John the Baptist that took place at the command of Herod. And now we've kind of moved back away from that story that Mark interjects for the readers. And we see now in verse 30 that the disciples are coming back to Jesus. The disciples are coming back to Jesus. They're returning from the mission that Jesus sent them out on. Look with me again at verse 30. It says, and the apostles gathered together unto Jesus and told him all the things, both what they had done and what they had taught. So they were giving him a full report. Now, I don't know if this was something that Jesus mandated them unto do. I don't know if he said, you're going away for a certain amount of time, and this is when you're coming back. I don't know if they all gathered back together, and Jesus is like, okay, what did you do? We sent out the six groups of two. Tell me what you did. Tell me what you taught. Or rather, they were just so excited about what they had seen and what they had experienced and what had taken place, and people whose lives had been changed and people whose lives had been transformed, that they just came and they were given all this report about what they had done, about what had taken place, about the things they had taught, as it says in the text. And the first thing that came to mind when I read that, because this is how my mind works, is, ladies and gentlemen, one day we too will do the same thing with Jesus. And it's a sobering reminder that one day we too, from the moment that we've been saved, that Jesus has called us out, that he has told us to go and proclaim the gospel, to see lives changed and souls saved, to be used as an instrument, that one day we too, Paul tells us in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 10, that we will stand before him and we will give an account for the deeds done in the body here on earth for the kingdom. That we will give a report. It's something good to keep in our mind as we go about our daily lives, to remember that we are on a mission. And that one day he will call us home to give us that report. But that's not what I want to focus on this morning. What I want to focus on is in verse 31. And I don't know if it's because I was able to get away last weekend. But verse 31 just really popped out to me. And I felt the need that we really needed to talk about this today. We see in verse 31 that Jesus, as they come back and they're giving their reports and they're telling him all that had taken place, Jesus invites his disciples to rest. He invites his disciples to rest. Now that jumps out to me because, folks, that is so contrary to what you find in our culture today, especially from a lot of people in positions of leadership. They demand more and more and more and more from their people and from their employees. That they also, folks, it's not just our culture, it's our society that demands more and more. I mean, we live in an on-demand society now, where because you have this thing basically attached to you, people can get a hold of you at any time for any reason, for anything. And you are expected, in a lot of situations, to answer, unless you put boundaries on it. But can I tell you this morning, it's not just our culture and it's not just our society. Can I tell you, it's also the modern church? We have a lot of churches in our society today that tell you that you need to stay busy all the time. That demand more and more and more and more of you without giving you any time of rest. Now, some of that can be accredited to the fact that in many churches in the United States, 10% of the people do 90% of the service. And we'll get to that later. And so the 10% that are involved feel like they have to continue to do it. But there are a lot of leaders within churches today that, I'm sorry, they just push and push and push and push until someone gets completely burned out. And they just don't walk away from the church, but they walk away from God altogether. Can I tell you this morning, if I ever get to that point as your pastor, can you tell me to shut up? Because we try to foster a culture, at least I think we try to, where we believe in the power of rest. Amen? And in the power of showing appreciation. Amen? And letting you know that you are appreciated for what you do. And that you can take time to step back. And that, listen to me, it's not the church, the people of the church that drive the ministry. But praise God, it's the Holy Spirit moving through the church that drives the ministry. Amen, Pastor Jeff. Why am I popping again? No? Okay. Anyway. This is important because our society, our culture, and our churches oftentimes make us believe that we must be doing something all the time. And if we're not doing something all the time, then we're being lazy. Or we're not doing what the Lord intends us to do. Listen to me, church. Listen to me, congregation. Huh?
Maybe the enemy doesn't want you to hear this message this morning. I don't know. Everyone needs time to rest. Everyone needs time to relax. Everyone needs time, this is very important, alone.
What the flip, man? I say you use your outside voice.
Use your outside voice. God blessed me with a loud. What's this? What is going on? Everyone needs time to relax. Everyone.
want you to see this morning. Jesus calls them to rest. And Jesus is calling you to rest. I want you to hear that this morning, because I think some of y'all need permission from someone in leadership that's telling you it's okay to rest for a while. I'm glad Pastor Peter agrees with me today. It's okay. Listen to me. Not only did God set the example and institute that rest, which he gives you the opportunity, just so you know, once out of every 7 days to take it, and oftentimes we don't take him up on it. But can I tell you, Jesus, all throughout his ministry, also set the example. Amen. Jesus took naps. Be like Jesus.
Listen, he called them to rest by calling them to him.
It's only in him that they were going to find true relaxation. It's only in him that they were going to get the nutrition that he provided to continue to go back out later and do the work. I mean, look at what it says after, for many were coming and going. It says, and they had no leisure so much as to eat. In other words, they had no downtime. So much so that they couldn't even grab a meal. I don't know about y'all, but if I miss a meal, I get hangry. Amen. One of the greatest blessings of pastoral ministries are working lunches. Amen. But I guess that would go against what I'm preaching today, wouldn't it, Pastor? But they couldn't even eat. He says, look, if you want to relax, if you need rest, if you need to be built up and nourished, you got to come away with me for a while. Church, he's telling you that today too.
Yep.
You see, I've known a lot of people that they've gotten burned out. They didn't rest when they should, or listen to me, when they do rest, they don't go away with Jesus to rest. They go away on their own, apart from Jesus. They'll say, I'm done with the church. I'm not serving in the church anymore. I'm going outside the church. I'm going away from God's people. I'm going away from God's service. I'm going away from God's calling because that's what's going to fill me up. They spend all kind of time in the mountains. They'll spend all kind of time down at the beach. They spend time with God's creation, but they don't spend time with God.
Amen.
away. The disciples had to get away from the people. Why? So we could recharge. So we could spend time alone with Jesus. So we can be with our family. So that way we can go back out and minister. We're going to talk about that in just a little bit. But folks, you know what that also does? It also puts things in perspective. Because as much as I will be fried out from being around y'all, you know, that's the other thing I was, I mean, people be like, Pastor Jeff, you should come over for a cookout while you're on vacation. No. Need a season of rest to be with Jesus and not doing anything else and return. recharge and recoup, and listen to me, and heal. Oh, I think that's a big one. You see, when you work out, and you work out, and you work out, and you work out, and you don't take time to rest your body, you know what happens? Your body starts to fall apart. One of the biggest things you can do in working out and maintaining health is to learn how to rest. Because your body then is able to heal. Some of y'all need to take some rest so Jesus, you can come alongside Jesus and he can heal you of some spiritual things that are going on in your life. That he can heal you of some things that you've been burned of in the church. That he can heal you of some ways that you've been hurt of in the church. So that way you can work those things out and that he can then send you back out. Because listen to me, they have that, right? Verse 30 and 31, we're not going to get to this next passage for a couple of months, but the very next passage, they're right back to work. Jesus feeding the 5,000. And disciples are with him. Sometimes we got to rest and get our attitudes right so we can get back in the game. But you have to rest. But it's not permanent. And the reason I say that is because some people have gone on permanent rest. Right? Well, God called me to a season of rest. So I'm giving up this and I'm giving up that. Pastor, I'm not serving right now. You've been on a season of rest for 5 years. That's why the giggle was very minimal, because people know it's true. Been on rest for 5 years. Rest is never supposed to be permanent. It's temporary. Regroup, recharge, heal, so you can go back out. Some of us, we come into church on a Sunday morning, we'll raise our hands, and we'll be on the mountaintop experience, and that's all we do is we rest in his presence. We don't ever go out and take what God has downloaded into our soul and into our spiritual DNA and actually use it for his honor and glory in the kingdom. You're supposed to expend it. You're supposed to go out and serve. You're supposed to go out and be involved. You're supposed to go out and take the talents and the gifts and the energy and the spirit that he's given you and put it out there for others to bring them in, to teach others, to heal others, to pray for others. There's a time for rest, yes, but there's a time to go back out and serve. So maybe that's you this morning then. Either A, you need rest, come get it. It's okay. Listen, the church will survive.
Yeah.
You're not that important.
That's true.
Amen. Look. Trent Benson over here, it's so funny that he's here this morning. He was my SBRC chair for a long time. And he used to always harp on me. You need to take time to get away and rest. You need to take time to get away. One time I was talking to him, Suzette, his wife, who's sitting right next to him, she said, you do realize if you don't take care of yourself and you die tomorrow, they will replace you within 4 weeks.
Yep.
Folks, it's not just the pastor. Listen to me. If you die tomorrow, your job will have a listing on the internet or in the paper or wherever, and they will replace you within 2 weeks. Take care of yourself and go sit at the feet of Jesus.
Amen.
Go get rest. Come away with him for a while.
Amen.
And get rest. Take care of not just your physical, but take care of your spiritual needs.
Yes.
So maybe you need to have permission to rest today in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
invited somebody. Maybe you don't know why you're here. But you've never put your faith and trust in Jesus Christ. You've never found rest in Jesus. And your soul is restless. You're looking for rest in politics. You're looking for meaning. In all kinds of stuff in this world, listen to me. You are never, ever, ever going to find salvation, righteousness, or purpose in this life aside from Jesus Christ. That's why he said in Matthew 11, beginning of verse 28, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." I can ask you today, if you were to take your last breath and you were to die like we talked about today, would you go to heaven? If your answer is yes, Pastor Jeff, I would, because I've done X, Y, and Z, or because I am X, Y, or Z, and it doesn't involve Jesus, you are not resting in Christ and you are not saved. The reason Jesus said this to the Jewish people that he's talking to is because they were trying to keep the law, they were trying to do all these good works to earn their righteousness, and he said, all you're doing is heaping burden after burden and load after load that you cannot bear. But if you come to me, I'm going to take all the sin, past, present, and future. I'm going to take all the burden. I'm going to take all the hurt. I'm going to take all the toil, and it's on me. I can put it on my shoulders. I'm going to eventually put it up on the cross. My blood's going to cover it, and you don't have to work for your righteousness anymore. You can come unto me, and you can rest. You're here today, and you don't know if you go to heaven when you die. Jesus offers rest. It's not about your good works. It's about the works that he has already completed. And the precious blood of the Lamb. Come find rest today. Stop striving to be good enough. You're never going to be good enough. Jesus is perfect. Be perfect in Christ. Take up your burden. Let him take all your load. Take it upon him. Maybe Christian, I need to come to you because maybe you are saved, but you still have this nagging thump in the back of your mind that you still got to work to keep your salvation. Listen to me. If you are saved, if you have professed Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, that Holy Spirit has come, and it has come upon you, and it's filled you, it has signed and sealed you until the day of redemption. Listen to me.